The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that Un ben Pelis, the one of Korach's main followers, came home, and his wife told him, you know, if you side with Korach, you're not going to have the best idea. With Korach, you won't be the top, and with Moshe, you know, just it's good to stay out of it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that she gave him good advice, and she saved him from terrible destruction. So I thought we'd about doing a shaila by giving advice a little more deeper, and then we'll see what happens. Rav Zilberstein says a prominent businessman once came to one of the tzaddiki at door to confide him in his soros and ask him for a bracha. People knew him as a very wealthy person, and he was very successful all over the world. However, in truth, what happened was all of his business were on the verge of collapse. He owed a lot of investors a lot of money, and then he knew that he never would be able to pay back. He asked him for a bracha. He asked the tzaddik at door for a bracha, this businessman, to have a bracha. And hopefully they'll be able to have a good, you know, something, a big nace that would happen. Tzaddik gave him a big bracha, that despite all his predictions that his business wouldn't succeed, Hashem should protect him and help him with everything that he was about to do. The businessman went home and was very, very happy, greater peace of mind. Just soon as he left, another person came into the tzaddik door. It doesn't say in the shaila, in the tshuva, who it was, but another person came in, and he told the Rebbe, he told the tzaddik door, but he was here for the Rav's blessing. For years, he had been saving hard-earned money, waiting for an opportunity to invest it in a very good company. And he now had the opportunity to invest the money with none other than who? The businessman that just left. Before he invested his money with this guy, he wanted to know, ask the Rav for a bracha. So the Rav didn't know what to do. How could he give the guy the bracha for the investment when just a few minutes earlier he knew that this guy, the big businessman, was on the verge of collapse? But on the other hand, if he would warn the potential investor, he'll be guilty of what? You're sharing your secrets and giving in confidence. If the word got out that the businessman's true condition, it would hurt the businessman tremendously. So what should he do? Should this tzaddik gadol tell the person, you know, don't invest with the businessman? Or should he just let go and then this guy is going to lose all his money? A very, very interesting idea. So Rav Zilberstein quotes the Rambam, Mishneh Torah Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Yudalet, and says that the Rambam says if a person has the ability to save someone, and you don't, you're over an Isser, right? Lo samar al damarecha. When a person stands by idly, and a person has the chance to be able to save a person physically, and he doesn't do that, you're over on the Isser. Kol yochel lahatziv lo hitzel over lo samar al damarecha. Says the Rambam, a person has a chance to save some money, doesn't? You're over an Isser in the Torah. The Ravaz, in the Shomas HaRambam, 1582, writes, does Isser of lo samod adam reyecha, that you shouldn't stand idly by your brothers while your brothers are being hurt, that doesn't only apply physically, it also happens to financial harm. Furthermore, Rav Zilberstein even quotes the Chafetz Chaim, who quotes in Hilchos Rechilos, the Rama, even another proof from the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rama Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Reish Pei, Reish Pei Zayin, where the Rambam writes the following. The Rambam says, V'hu'a din l'dini mamonos, v'anam zeichel l'anu b'dini nefashos, atzad ha'guzma, sh'lonemar echad sh'zeh avon nefesh, lo nefesh ha'kor bo, v'anasa b'duso, ha'cha sh'duso l'avod nefesh karuvo. He basically says that the Indian of saving someone else's life, the Indian of losama b'dam re'echa, also applies when you see your neighbor's property is in danger of getting lost, and you're able to protect it. And if you don't protect it, says the Rambam, a person is over the Isser. So from here, from all these proofs, from the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, when it says that a person is obligated to help someone physically, even if their person's in harm, the Rabbah says even brings an extension to monetarily, and then the Rav Zilberstein final quotes the third proof. Right, the first proof was the Rambam Hilchos Rotzeach. The second proof was the Ravaz. It says it even applies to financial harm. The Isser of Lo Samar B'dal Merecha. The Chafetz Chaim says even from the Sefer HaMitzvos, we warn not to be lax in saving a Jew's life. And Jewish life doesn't only refer to their life, it also refers to them, to their property. So now, here we see the prohibition of Lo Samar B'dal Merecha applies not only to bodily harm, says Rav Zilberstein, but also applies to monetary loss. So finally, what should he do? Therefore, says Rav Zilberstein, the Rav cannot give the blessing to the second guy who came in to allow the investor to lose all his hard-earned money. He has a chiyuv to be able to help him. On the other hand, says Rav Zilberstein, if he tells him or hints him not to invest, it causes tremendous damage to the businessman. It will be tremendous yisurim. Lashon hara and eschim, a lot of other yisurim. Therefore, says Rav Zilberstein, the best advice would be, suggest a better investment, which is a safer and more profitable. Don't give any hints, just say, you know what, I heard about another great idea, I think you should look into it. I think you should invest with him. Maybe Rav Zilberstein said you should try to invest in a gemach, this will, you'll profit in this world, and maybe in the next world. However, Rav Zilberstein says, if this investor, the second guy now, is likely not to accept your suggestion, says Rav Zilberstein, the Rav, the Tzaddik Hador, has a chiyuv now, to what? To locate the investor and ask them to refuse to accept any new investments. It says Rav Zilberstein that the Tzaddik Gadol has to persuade him in every single way. The second guy who works so hard for his money now, once invested, he has to persuade him, give it to a gemach, give it to another, go in another profit without hinting, because you don't want to cause any harm to the businessman's name. However, if he doesn't agree with you, then the Tzaddik Gadol has the chiyuv, says Rav Zilberstein, go out of his way and tell the businessman not to accept any new donations or anything like that. I think it's a tremendous lesson. We all have the ability, just like Olin Bepelos' wife, Gemara says that she saved her husband's life. She got him drunk, and she saved him from being caught in Korach's way. We all have the ability to be able to give good advice to help Jews out. We should be Zoch Be'ez Hashem to help Jews and give them good advice. Just to close, we said this Meister earlier in the night, but we'll say it again. The Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Lubavitch Rebbe, was once playing a game with his older brother, Zalman Aaron, when they were younger. The game was called the Rebbe Chassid game. What happened was, Zalman Aaron was the Rebbe, and the Rebbe Rashab was the Rebbe. And the Rebbe Rashab comes to his brother and asks him for a spiritual advice. Little kids, and he gave him advice. So the mother, Rebbetzin Rivka, was looking on a couple minutes later, and she saw that the Rebbe Rashab, the younger brother, didn't take the advice from the game from his brother. So the mother goes up to the Rebbe Rashab, just as a young boy, so why didn't you listen to your brother? So he said to his mother the following. He says, to be a rebbe, to give good advice, everyone can give good advice. But to be able to give real advice, to be a rebbe, to be a real someone's advice, first you have to sigh. First you have to connect to the Jew who's coming to you for advice, who's come to you with a tzara. And then give your etzah. My brother went straight to the etzah, he didn't sigh. When a person gives advice to the Rebbe Shab to his mother, especially when you come to the Rebbe, you have to have the sigh. We should be zoche to always give good advice, to be able to care for each other, and care for other people and their tzaras. And when we sign, we care for them, that Chodesh Baruch Hu makes us channels, makes us pipelines to be able to give good hadracha, be able to have good and positive, good advice in the Avodas Hashem. Just like Om Bepelos' wife, Shkoyach.